Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Really? You needed to lick the microphone? Oh boy. Okay. Here we go. Oh, super excited. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin a very not exciting episode of The Dubious Gratzkema. Yeah, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm still very, very messed up. So I can't really get into this today. So basically what I'm trying to tell you is we've got a real crap show for you today. Because I'm not going to do anything because I'm completely dysfunctional. And blah, blah, blah. If that's... Hi, Pippa. Now the cat's rubbing her face against the mic. If I'm not in calm today or any days in the next few days, it's because I'm probably at a doctor's appointment or something. But yeah, I feel super not great. And as such, we will listen to some music. And since this is my show, I think we're going to listen to some music by my friends. So the first thing that we're going to do is, here's my friends Aaron and Derek doing three modular synth improvisations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that ends a little abrupt, but that's cool. We're not going to get the third one due to some technical limitations here at Action Base 5. So, yeah, if you really feel like you need to hear the third one, email me, tobe@sdf.org, and I'll send you a link to that. So, anyway, if you hear power tool noises in the background, it's my neighbors working on their chicken coop and stuff. Yay! Chickens are coming. And I have tea. Oh, yeah. And it's pretty damn good. So, continuing on with our theme of music by my friends, let's go with some Lad. So, yeah, this is Linear Dynamics by Lad Alan Doane. Oh. No, wait a minute. Was that one supposed to end like that, or do I have some more difficult technical problems than I thought? So let's stick with some lad. Here's a new track from him called Continuum. And the cat just arrived. Hello, Pippa. You want to listen to Lad with me?
System energy is carried away, and I am conscious that it should be city. So it's this just ridiculous compression of matter, and that's why these objects, they're compact enough and they're moving at sort of a substantial fraction of the speed of light by the time they get that close. And that's how they can actually churn up space-time enough to create these sort of observable signatures in their dynamics, in their movement, and then potentially something that we can measure correctly.
Oh, really great stuff from Ladd. Easily the best space music producer within a 500-mile radius of me. 1,000-mile radius of me. That's 1,600 kilometers. Let's get some more going in the background here, because I'm just going to wrap this up here. All right, so we got some globular clusters by Ladd in the background. So good. Ladd Allen Doane, everyone. See him play live with yours truly at any given show. Speaking of shows, I did sort of start messing around with some stuff for the 28th. The next show that's coming up, the next synth jam, the real life synth battle. I gotta start thinking about that some more. Ugh, my guts. You know, what's funny is I finally remembered something. What did you remember, Tub? Well, you know, for the last few days I've been trying to figure out, what the hell is this? Where did this come from? I have this weird pain. And it's like right under my solar plexus, or right in that zone, that central zone, right? Oh, you know, so I've been going to the doctors in the emergency room and all that crap, and trying to figure out what it is, and I think I know. This happened to me before. I don't know if I'm remembering this correctly or not, but I could swear that I remember a couple of decades ago, a decade and a half ago, I think I had this same problem, and it turned out to be some lesion or tear or cut in my esophagus. And they had to sinter it. You know, they had to shove a, they had to take a hot wire to my head. Except in this case, the hot wire was to my guts. And so I've got another doctor's appointment here in a couple of days. Don't be surprised if I'm not in calm. And I'm going to have to tell him that. I need to see an endoscopist.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I need somebody to look down my throat and look for bad stuff. Okay, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, which is probably going to be pretty sketchy, sporadic, and just downright crappy for the next week or so. My name's Tobe, and this is Ladd.